The Vatican has appointed an outspoken archbishop to lead the troubled Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Charles Chaput of Denver will move to Philadelphia in September. He succeeds Cardinal Justin Regali, who has been criticized for the way he's handled child sex abuse allegations. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
For the past 5 months, Cardinal Regali has been dogged by claims that he may have protected questionable priests. In February, a grand jury report alleged that as many as 37 priests who had been accused of abuse were still in active ministry, and it charged several other clergy in a sex abuse scandal. Initially, Regali said none of his priests had been credibly accused of abusing children, but a few weeks later, he suspended 21 clergy, a record number. Today, he announced that the Vatican accepted his resignation, and he sounded almost relieved.
It is a formidable task to be a bishop. You ought to try it.
Regali, who's 76, said his retirement had no connection to the scandal. Still, he said,
"If I have offended anyone in any way, I am deeply sorry. I apologize for any weaknesses on my part in representing Christ and the Church worthily and effectively."
His successor, Archbishop Chaput, said he had no idea why the Pope appointed him.
"But I do promise that no bishop will try harder to help persons who have been hurt by the sins of the past, or work harder to strengthen and encourage our priests and renew the hearts of our people."
Professor Matthew Schmaltz says he thinks he knows why the Pope selected Chaput.
Archbishop Chaput does have experience dealing with messes.
Schmaltz teaches religion at the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts.
"The lessons that he brings are administrative decisiveness, being forthright, and trying to get to the bottom of things."
He notes that Pope Benedict XVI appointed Chaput to lead the investigation into the Legionaries of Christ, whose founder was accused of abusing many children. He says the Vatican also had Chaput investigate a bishop in Australia for advocating the ordination of women. The bishop was ultimately removed. Chaput is famous for his bold style and conservative views, says Father Thomas Rees at Georgetown University, particularly on culture war issues.
Chaput is very concerned about political issues. He, in Denver, has been very vocal on them, not afraid to be confrontational. I think he's going to do the same thing in Philadelphia, where he's got an even bigger pulpit to do it from.
Chaput has excoriated Catholic politicians, including John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi, for supporting abortion rights, saying that they offer a, quote, dishonest public witness. Some believe this appointment says something about where Pope Benedict is taking the Church.
"Oh, this is clearly a statement and a signal."
Robert George is a professor at Princeton University and a good friend of Archbishop Chaput.
"It's pretty clear that this means that the Pope wants the Church to be in the middle of the cultural struggle on the great moral issues of our day."
And some note that Chaput will be fighting those issues in the swing state of Pennsylvania just in time for the 2012 election. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.